Hi there, it's Vicky here from Online Marketing Basics for Busy Website Owners. And welcome to this special episode of the podcast, where we have got to day four of the Supercharge Your Website Challenge. And in this episode, you'll get to hear all of the best bits from the evening live Q&A session, where I answer the questions that have come in from the challengers about SEO, because that's what day four is all about in the challenge. It's taking the challengers away from their website. So we step away from the website and we head off and see what Google thinks of our website with a very simple task where I get you to search for your own business name and see if you're ranking for your own business name. And then, and only then, we start to look at whether you're ranking for particular keywords related to the topics you talk about in your business or your kind of business related key, like general business related keywords. So there's lots of things that we get through in the initial part of the call. Of course, as usual, if there's anything referenced, we'll make sure that the link is put into the show notes. It's always good to check in and see how you're doing with a big search engine like Google. And this is why I love this task, because no matter how far along you are in your website marketing journey, you know, things can change. You can lose your ranking. You can go up the rankings. It's never fixed. And so keeping a really healthy, keen eye on how your site performs in search engines is just part of the marketing mix of what you need to do as a small business owner. I hope you enjoy the session. I'll be back right at the end just to say hi again. So I'll be here to kick off in a sec and I'll see you at the end. Enjoy. I'm Vicky Jakes, and in this podcast, I'm aiming to bring you no-nonsense advice on how to drive more traffic to your small business website so that you can start making more money. It will be packed full of hints and tips, jargon-free, and a chance for us to geek out together on a weekly basis. So let's crack on with this week's episode. Hi guys, good evening and welcome to the evening day four Q&A session here in the Supercharger Website Challenge. I'm Vicky, I'm a bit tired after day four. Ooh, how are you guys? How the devil are you? Have you had a good day? It's been a big week, and I was just saying to my husband downstairs, I was making myself a cup of tea, where's this week gone? I've literally blinked and here we are at the end of day four. I'm getting a little bit emotion sad actually about the challenge ending. I love this challenge so much, and we're not doing it this way again in the future. We're going to be updating the tasks next time and doing a kind of a new look to the challenge. And I love this format. I love the way it's worked, and I'm going to miss it. But you've got to keep growing, haven't you? And so, you know, I'm going to enjoy the rest of this week while it lasts. Yeah, today's task is a little bit of a simple one. We get you guys to step away from your website and think and go and see what Google thinks of you and your website, essentially. SEO is like search engine optimization is one of the best things that you can do for your website because it enables you to be found for particular keywords or key phrases that people are searching for. So it's a really important thing. And by the way, I could do an entire challenge about SEO. I could create an entire membership on SEO. It is such a big topic. But we can only do a small thing here in the challenge, a small impactful thing. So that's where the day four task comes in. I get you guys to literally go and Google your own business name and then show us what that looks like and tell us how it makes you feel. If you're winning, you're at the top of the search results for your own Google business name, then sit back, have a biscuit, and pat yourself on the back because you're doing really well. You're smashing it. Because if you can rank for your own business name, then and only then Can you move on to ranking for keywords and key phrases related to your business? Let's just do a quick chat about SEO and then move into your questions, right? So I'm going to show you something. It's called the Google Search Console. And Lydia's going to share the link for it in the comments for you. This is a free tool, right, that you can connect with your website. And this tool is 100% invaluable because what it does is it tells you where Google is ranking you for particular keywords and key phrases, right? It's a totally free tool and you can get up and running with. And the reason why I wanted to show you this was to take you here over to search results on the left-hand side. Now, I do pretty well in search. I've been working in search for, like, professionally well over 10 years, doing SEO optimization for massive pharmaceutical companies, financial companies, and for myself as well. I've been an avid blogger for like 14 years. I feel like I know what it takes to do well in search. But get this, this is the last 3 months worth of data here. I'm being shown, Google is showing me in 32,500 search results. I'm only getting 500 clicks, right, which is about a 1-2% click-through rate. That's okay. But down here, and I'm going to zoom in on this so you guys can see, the queries that I rank for the most are my name. It's my business name, Vicky Jakes. Hey, Vicky Jakes, supercharge your website. And the incorrect spelling of my name with a Y, Vicky Jakes, right? These are the kind of key phrases mostly that people are searching for my business. I rank for other keywords and key phrases as well, like digital marketing for small business, things to do with Google Analytics, things to do with plugins, but mostly, right, I'm ranking for my own business name. Like, why is that though? Why do you think that is, right? Well, I can tell you why, right? Because people might see my website out and about, or they see me in a Facebook group and, you know, my name pops up and they hover over me and go, oh, that's Vicky Jakes, right? Or they see, maybe you saw one of my Facebook ads driving you into this challenge, right? Chances are what tends to happen is people don't quite remember the URL that they saw. No one remembers the URL. So instead, what people do is they go to Google and they type in, oh, Vicky Jakes. Now, this isn't quite the view other people would see. This is a bit personalized to me, and I'll explain more about that later. But there we go. At the top of search results is my website and me, as it should be, right? I would be devastated if there is another Vicky Jakes. I know she's in America, and she took over one of the Hotmail addresses a long time ago. She's like a long-lost cousin. I don't know. I'm just guessing. I would be devastated if Vicky Jakes in America created a business and was ranking above me. I'd be devastated about that. So I definitely want to rank for my own name. And what I also notice, right, is when I'm running ads, I'm going to show you another tool here. This is Google Analytics. And I notice here that when I'm running ads, my search traffic increases. So when was I running ads? Like loads of ads in May, and then it's just sort of petered out as we got to the start of the challenge. So let's have a look at Google traffic here. Yeah, look, I've got loads of Google traffic, and then it just gently crawls to a very low volume. Right, and that's because people are off literally searching for my brand name. And so this is like one of the reasons why I want you guys to go and search for your own business name, because if you're searching for your business name and you're not ranking at the top and someone else is, then chances are someone else could click on that business name and not go to you, and that would be a disaster, right? So where possible, you need to make sure you rank for your own business name, and you need to make sure that you've got all of the things connected, right? Your Facebook, your LinkedIn, your Instagram, and you really take over like that homepage of Google. And where possible, sign up for something called a Google My Business account so that you can take over the sidebar view and also, oh, it's not going to show because we're not in mobile view, and also the mobile view of a search results page as well. This is what this is. It's a Google My Business panel, right? And you can go and set up a Google My Business account for free. If Lydia will share the link with you in the chat. And it's it just, this is what the mobile view looks like there. Can you see, like, you get like a dedicated call button, directions, message, website. Now, there's a reason why Google have this service, right? Because ideally, they don't want you to leave Google, right? They actually want you to find out the search results from here and actually get directions, right? This would take you to Google Maps to a particular business. You're not actually leaving Google now, are you? Or call. You can call direct from your phone or whatever. Like, ideally, they don't want you leaving Google. And there's so much you can do in Google My Business. You can connect your location so a map can show. You can have like photos connected with your Google My Business account so people can see more about you without even having to go to your website. Again, Google loves this because you're not actually leaving Google, right? And you can ask your customers to write reviews for you, right? And have reviews here. And again, like, this is all a way of like building trust and building your reputation with your customer without them actually having to go to your website. The best thing about Google My Business when you sign up for an account is that you can connect your website to your account. Right. So that means, right, if at the moment you are competing, like if I was competing with American Vicky Jakes, right, if I can connect my website to my Google My Business account, then, you know, at least if people are searching for, like, say, hey, Vicky Jakes, I'm going to show up first. Right. And it's also another way for you to get to the top of the page, because some of you have got Facebook above you. You might have your LinkedIn profile. As soon as you set up for Google My Business account, ideally what should happen is you go to the top of the search results that way. So it's totally free to use. And it's like maintaining a Facebook page, essentially, which I bet many of you in here are doing. Right. So if you can like manage that Google My Business account, update it regularly, add new content, make sure people leave you reviews and things like that, then Google will love you. Don't just leave it dormant, you know, tinker with it and update it much like you would your Facebook page. I mean, you can even build within Google My Business, you can even build websites if you really wanted to that are hosted within the Google network. That's pretty cool. So that's a massive win. If you're struggling to get to the top of search results, then sign up with a Google My Business account, and that will certainly help. I like that some of you have signed up today after we've recommended. I'm really pleased to hear that. Yeah, let us know if you in the chat if you signed up with a Google My Business account today or not. I mean, it is like really useful. And if you're like a restaurant, or if you're like a hotel, or if you're like a business, like a bricks and mortar business that has like specific opening hours, like I know we've got like a kind of a church group in here, like you can, you know, create opening hours and manage those opening hours as well, so people can actually see when you're open, and, you know, you can optimize your business at the right time of day for when people might be looking for you. So yes, I love that some of you guys signed up on the last challenge as well. So the bonus task was really linked today to today's day four task, right? Because what comes out of doing the day four task is that some of you say, well, look, this is all very well, right? This is great, you know, very good. Yes, I want to rank for my own business name. Totally makes sense, Vicky, but But what if people aren't searching for my business name and they don't know me and I've not been recommended, or they've not seen an ad, and actually, like, they want to look for like keywords, like event carpenter, you know, which is what the Smith & Jakes website ideally should rank for, or event production services. Let's see if we're ranking for that today. Probably not. I mean, you can see as soon as you start to put like any type of business keywords in event production service, plumber in Brighton, dog trainer, any of these things. It's really busy. I know this is a really busy space looking at this page because I see ads, there are ads at the top, and people are competing quite heavily on this page. And Google's trying to optimize the page as well to show the best events. This is called a snippet here, this thing that you can see, where you can actually, it actually pulls out info from a website. It's a really, really busy, really busy space. And so because of that, with that in mind, I sent you guys in the bonus task over to a tool called SERP Robot, which means search engine result page. And over on SERP Robot, it has a database of results of where people rank in the top 10 pages of Google. Go and do that bonus task if you haven't. I essentially get you to go and pick your locale, wherever you are in the world, pop your domain name in here, and then type out and put into the form fields here on serprobot.com the keywords and key phrases that you would like to rank for. And then make sure you click the I'm not a robot box here, and then click on the check SERP now. And in the top right-hand side of the page here, your results will show. And the results that I've got here at the moment is I've tested whether landing page versus homepage, whether I'm ranking for that. I'm not. Or the difference between a landing page and a homepage. I'm not ranking for that. But I am on page 4 at the moment for what is the difference between landing page and homepage. And I'm just checking in this tool as well. I'm just checking my name and seeing what the position is as well. And I'm number 1 for that. So what this exercise does is it gives you an idea of where you're at. Right. And for some of you, you might be thinking, well, I want to rank for like jewelry maker. Right? But chances are you're not going to, especially if you're a brand new website, because there is a lot of massive big companies out there already throwing an immense amount of budget at ads and keyword marketing every single day. One client I used to work for, if their site ever went down due to the amount of ads that they spent and the return that they got, if their site went down for an hour, they'd lose £2,000 an hour. So like if their site went down, we would have to like rush to turn their ads off immediately because it would just be like wasting so much budget. People are serious about spending AdWords budget, like paying for keyword search positions. So it's, you know, I don't want to put you off. It's a really competitive space, but there's things that you can do and start thinking about to actually get into the top 10 pages of Google for sure. And one of those things, right, is to start thinking locally, right? So Google My Business works really well because you put in, you attach an address to your business. Now it's up to you, by the way, whether you show that address. You can switch that off. Because like case in point for me, right, I don't have a Google My Business account at the moment, but when I did for demo purposes, I didn't have my address switched on. So I didn't want people rocking up to the house for an appointment, you know, and a lot of businesses are online and have that. But you can turn that off. You don't have to have that on. What you do need, though, is an address where the Google My Business system can send you a postcard with a verification code, and then you take that verification code and pop that into the system, and it will connect where you are with your Google My Business account. I've got really distracted. Louise has said in the comments, I don't know what the difference between a landing page and homepage is. Goes to Google. You don't need to Google, just go to heyvickyjakes.com. And I have an amazing blog post about it there for you, Louise. Just go and do a little search on the old blog. I've got loads of things on there that you guys can search for, and my podcast as well. So back to location, right? So because it's really tied in with location, right, something magical happens when you start to like say words like near me or in insert town name here, like in Brighton, right? And this is why Google search results can vary slightly as well. So we've got Spinnaker Glass in here. I was talking about this on the bonus task this morning, who's based in Suffolk or Norfolk. I can't remember. I'm sorry. But I was really interested to do a search for your key, your business name, and see where you ranked, because we've got the Spinnaker Tower near me in Portsmouth. It's not near me, but it's in the same kind of vicinity down south. It's much closer to me than you are to me. And there you go. In the first top result of Google for your business name, I saw the Spinnaker Tower in Pompey, not your business name. Because Google really wants to try and find search results that are relevant. So depending on where you are in the world, search results will vary. I'm not going to be able to see what Amy Elliott, who's in here from New Zealand, I won't see the same search result pages that she will. And there's a reason why, right? Because if I'm looking for a plumber near me in Brighton, I don't want plumbers in Tokyo showing up. Do you know what I mean? But if you can get known for your business locally and have local keywords associated with your business, it will just help you rank better, right? And so rather than trying to rank for particular keywords, sorry, I've just clicked away too soon here. Rather than trying to rank for particular keywords like, you know, Brighton, like jeweler, maybe you could try and get ranked for jeweler in Brighton or Brighton jeweler, if that makes sense. So Amy Godfrey said, I've just done that SERP thing and my page isn't in the top 100 for anything. Well, share your link with us, Amy, and we'll do a quick live demo and see why. So hopefully that gives you guys some food for thought about the potential of what you might need to do with search. Yeah. It's like there's so much, there's the tip of the iceberg. There's so much to consider with ranking for a particular keyword and key phrase. And we're going to go through and look at some of the like the questions that you have tonight related to search. But do throw in kind of any queries and questions you've got in the comments as well, and I'll be more than happy to answer them. There's kind of three key ways, right, that you can win at search. Three key ways, right? One is to make sure that your site is structured really well and it's got alt tags and all your page titles are correct, all the things we spoke about yesterday, right? The next thing is to write new content on an ongoing basis. And then the third thing is to make sure sites link back to you, right? So a combination of those three things will certainly help you win at search. Who's asked that question in the comments? I might have missed it. I can't see your name pop up, but someone said, what if your location isn't relevant to your sales? Well, look, for me, right, when I first started out 3 years ago, I got in with local Brighton businesses and I made sure that they were linking back to me, right? I didn't just sell to Brighton people. I sell to people all over the world, you know, Canada, New Zealand, Australia, you guys, Brazil, you guys are everywhere, right? In my membership. And but I tried to really dominate my local keywords. I went and made an application to Brighton SEO to be a speaker, and make sure that I got my link on their website linking back to me. I did talks at the local WordPress meetups. I was part of a directory with the local Chamber of Commerce and the kind of local tech forum here. Like, just because you don't just serve a particular locale, you sell to everyone, doesn't mean that you can't win a particular region. And when you do that, what you notice is you start to get better known by Google nationally as well. It really does help. I'm sorry, I can't see the comments. They're not popping up, so I couldn't see who'd asked that. If you're not in the top 100 for any keywords, don't sweat it, right? This is ground zero for you. This is day one, right? And now all you need to do is move forward and don't be held back with trying to rank for particular keywords and key phrases. Remember, you've got three things that you need to do on your site at any one time. You need to make sure your site is easily understood by Google, which we call on-site SEO. You need to write new content on a regular basis, either through news or through a blog section or publishing product content on a regular basis. And then you need to make sure sites link back to you. Hey, it's Vicky and I'm back. And did you enjoy that episode? We went off to then answer everyone's questions for about another 45 minutes about SEO. And it was just one of the best sessions of the week, I thought, because there was so much that came out, lots of light bulbs, like so much that came out of the questions that people asked, light bulbs going across. I edited out my daughter steaming into my office a couple of times, and then she just wouldn't go to bed. She's always funny doing these challenges. We've been doing them for a couple of years now, and you know, the kids have always been really good, but that's why I tend to go live in the evening. But this week she's wanted to be part of it. She's got a thirst for learning more about SEO, it seems. So that did make me chuckle. So if you do hear clattering, you heard clattering in the episode, that's probably my daughter just making herself at home in my office. As usual, right, if you enjoyed this episode, please go and subscribe and go and leave a review on iTunes if you're feeling extra lovely. We're going to be back tomorrow with the final podcast episode, which is a summary of the day 5 evening live Q&A. Day 5 is all about looking at strategies and tactics to drive traffic to your website based on where your ideal customer lives online. So it brings together all the things we've been talking about all week, but we also do big hard celebrations with our challenges, with our superchargers on the day 5. So I'll be cracking open something fizzy and cold, hopefully, putting on the lippy, getting out the disco lights, and just having some fun celebrating everyone's wins of the week whilst we answer any final questions. So I hope you can join us, and thanks again for listening.